At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
To talk the Dylan Gabriel noise, ball control versus big plays. We're talking so much, maybe, I guess, a little bit of the wedding thing. God, I don't really want to talk about that, but I'm sure it'll come up. We head out to the fan hotline and welcome on, as she does every single Wednesday, Cleveland.com Browns reporter Ashley Bastock. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. You would think that I got engaged yesterday with the amount of texts and messages I got, Nick.
How many congratulations did you get for somebody else getting engaged?
Well, I don't even know if it was congratulations. It was more so like I'm the point person on everything, so I just had to deal with it, you know, and all my friends wanting to talk about it with me. So I guess I'm lucky in that regard.
Would you give up 1 year of your life? Back end of the year, of course. Back end of the life. 1 year of your life to be able to go to the wedding and reception.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I don't even have to think about that.
That's a wild last take.
How many years now? I want to see how far this goes.
No, I don't know if I can have that quick of an answer. I don't know. I guess I would have to know how long I'm going to live till.
No,
let's say you live to 85. You chopping off 85? 5 years?
You know what? What am I going to do with those 5 years? What am I going to do with those 5 years? 80 sounds pretty good, right?
Maybe know your great-grandkids? I don't know. Should you want to have them? Like, come on now.
Oh, we just wish.
By the way,
great-grandma.
You know what? Great-grandkids can talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding.
She just her great-grandkids.
Well, she doesn't know them yet.
But so they're perfect in concept. It's when you get to know them that it's going to be real problematic. You're like, this generation is terrible. But, like, here's the thing I'm going to tell you is 85 is going to be the new 70 when you're 85, so I think this is a bad trade.
No, I don't know. I think the grandkids and great-grandkids would love to hear about this royal wedding of sorts if I got to attend it.
From, like, a video that they watch? Because you're dead.
Yeah, like, it will just still be the talk. It'll be the way people talk about Charles and Diana still.
That's a hot take.
I don't think it's a hot take.
I like it. That's a good take.
Now you're putting me in a position that's gonna jam you up. I think that's a hot take.
We all saw what happened to Princess Di too, so you know, you don't want to really emulate that.
Why is it now the second straight week? This is where the show's gone when Ashley is on. There's football to get to.
Just saying.
Ashley, how long of a leash does Joe Flacco have?
Getting Elton John song out of it.
You know, I think Joe Flacco's leash to me feels decently long, but it's going to get shorter if he starts throwing picks. Like, that was his problem when he was here the first time. He threw quite a few picks last year in Indianapolis when he started, and that's the number one thing this offense can't afford. They have to take care of the football. So I think he's got an okay leash right now, but it can get shorter very fast if the picks start coming. That's kind of how I view it.
How quick do you feel like that leash can get shorter?
I mean, I think if you're going the first couple weeks and throwing interceptions in every game, that the leash would get shorter then. But, you know, I think this team is in a tough spot right now because of the Kenny Pickett move. And I think it's a different world than it was when Kenny Pickett was still here in terms of how early would you really want to throw Dylan Gabriel into the mix. But I just think any kind of picks, any kind of consistent picks that he is throwing, if it's week to week, if it's multiple in one game, no matter when that happens, the leash is going to start getting shorter.
We do have a little bit of news here within the last 4 minutes as Adam Schefter is tweeting out. Former Patriots first-round pick Cole Strange is signing with the Browns practice squad with the idea of being elevated to their active roster, which I should point out, I think that's everybody's idea when they sign to the practice squad, Adam. But that being said, Cole Strange is a member of the Browns practice squad. So I guess we'll kind of bring it back to what I think is the crux of this season. Something JP and I were talking about is, are you going to let Joe Flacco be Joe Flacco, or is he going to have to play in more of a ball control offense than he did 2 years ago, which would then allow you to hand off to Dylan Gabriel a little easier? Well, how do you view the maybe the wants of let's not turn the ball over, let's run the ball more than we pass the ball versus letting Joe Flacco cook?
You know, that's a good question. I think you can't fully limit Joe Flacco, right? Because the positives of Joe Flacco, those gunslinger tendencies, that's Joe Flacco at his best. That's why they made it to the playoffs a couple of years ago, right? I don't think, look, we've seen this coaching staff go through so many quarterbacks over the last 2 years. I don't think they're always like, oh, we have to simplify things because what if the next guy comes in and we want it to match his style too? That's kind of never how they operated. Like when Deshaun Watson went out in 23, they fixed that offense to be what Joe does well. That's what Kevin Stefanski does well. So I feel like they're going to let Joe be Joe for the most part. Obviously, like I said, the picks being the number one concern. So you're going to have to make smart decisions there. But I don't think that necessarily looks like making it an offense where things are going a bit quicker and things like that and shorter games just for the sake of Dylan Gabriel. Like if they do that, it's going to be because that's what they want to do. I don't think they're going to mold this offense to be something that only Dylan Gabriel is good at while Joe Flacco is in. They've just never really done that.
Yeah, we also got into a debate about how Kevin Stefanski views Dylan Gabriel. Nick thinks that Dylan Gabriel is viewed in Stefanski's eyes as a long-term starter. I just see him as a backup. How do you think Kevin Stefanski perceives Dylan Gabriel?
I mean, I think they look very highly on him. I do think that they have a lot of aspirations for him in a perfect world. That's the long-term starter, right? I mean, that's why you draft the guy. But I think the Browns are also realistic of, look, this is a rookie that we took in the third round. This wasn't a top five draft pick. This wasn't taking Cam Ward number one overall. And I think they know Dylan needs time, and I think they are willing to give him that. And I think everyone needs to be cautioned. You still have to be wary of what you see in the preseason, right? Because I think Dylan Gabriel is a more polished quarterback than Dorian Thompson Robinson was. And the Browns took him in the third round versus taking DTR in the fifth round. But I'm old enough to remember how this team talked about Dorian Thompson Robinson. They were talking about him in terms of their long-term plans, thinking he could be a long-term backup for them in that room. And obviously, it's not what happened. DTR just got waived by the Eagles earlier this week. So I'm just kind of wary right now in terms of their evaluation of these rookies who have a lot of college experience because they didn't get it right with DTR. So in terms of leash length, I guess I have them on a shorter leash in terms of my own evaluation of the moves.
Ashley Bastock at Cleveland.com on the Fan Hotline here with us as she joins us every single Wednesday. The Browns over-under is set at 5.5 wins. What is the safest win guess for the Browns in 2025?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Ooh, safest win guess. You know, let's just stick right around that 5.5 and say 5. I mean, I think they'll get more than 5 wins, but things go off the rails. I think it's probably right around there. So, yeah, I feel like that's a fairly good guess for a team who, let's be real, like, we all love Joe Flacco, but you're trotting out 40-year-old Joe Flacco still. You don't have that quarterback of the future for sure in your building yet. So I think anytime a team has quarterback questions, it makes it hard. And the fact that these guys have a really tough 6-game stretch to start their season where they play all three AFC North opponents. They play the three toughest NFC North opponents in those weeks, including the London game against Minnesota. It's going to be a tough start. So for that reason, I'm glad they're not throwing a rookie in right away. But I think you have to consider that when you talk about how many games do we realistically think this team is going to win. If you get off to a slow start, things could go downhill really quickly.
What's your biggest question remaining about this Browns team?
My biggest question remaining about this Browns team, you know, I guess I'll say to get it off of the quarterbacks, like, when is Quinshon Judkins going to be here? Because he's still not here. He was a big part of their plans to revitalize this run game. I think you need a very high-powered run game in this offense. So that to me remains the biggest question. When is he going to get here? And granted, these things can happen fairly quick, like once the ball gets rolling. And if he's not here, what is this run game going to look like with Jerome Ford as your primary back and Dylan Sampson is mainly that third down guy? So it's the biggest question for me, because that is the big key that I think they are still missing, that they had planned a lot for Quinshon Judkins. And just right now, there's not a lot of insight into what exactly is happening and when he might be here.
So I know you just said there's not a lot of insight in this, but, you know, every time it's been mentioned, well, the league's still looking into this, but mm-hmm. yet there are plenty of guys that are under contract. There are plenty of guys that get contracts when they're under league investigation. So that, like, to me, it looks more like maybe a negotiation issue between the Browns and Quinshon Judkins. What is the holdup on this? Because it's tough for me to believe it's just the NFL review.
Well, I think it's worth noting that there were negotiation issues before this happened, before Quinshon Judkins was arrested. And a lot of it goes with the second round picks and how much fully guaranteed money they are going to get. Because, you know, these rookie contracts anymore are fairly cut and dry in terms of the totals, and where you're picked is kind of where your contract is slotted. But it was about the guaranteed money then, so I don't know how much that is still holding things up, if he's going to want the exact same kind of fully guaranteed money that the Browns gave Carson Schwesinger and that the other second round picks across the league have gotten. We're just going to have to wait and see. I think, honestly, at this point, until something else happens and until he's here, we never really get a ton of answers on contract stuff as it goes. But I think, like, if we are going to get more insight on it, that's really when it would happen. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely odd, I think, to me that there's just been nothing. I mean, it's been practically radio silence on where this is heading. And obviously he was such a high pick. Obviously, we know the case is not being pursued further by prosecutors in Florida. We know the NFL is still looking into it. So just still a lot of unknown that I think makes it one of the biggest questions for me.
Ashley, great stuff as always. Next time, this time next week, we'll be getting ready for week one and the week one matchup with the Bengals. So great stuff with us. Excited for this and appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks, guys.
Ashley Bastock, I still think it's crazy that you'd give up 5 years of your life on the back end, even if it's from 80 to 85. That's just too rich for my blood. 1 year's too much. A day is too much for my life. Is a blessing. All right.
Yeah. A day's too much.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah. What if that last day of your life is the best day of your life? right?
What How if often does that happen, where the day you die is also the best day of your life?
Life continues to get better for me, right? It really does. From like when I was born to now, night and day, awesome, loving life. I can only imagine that's going to continue and in no way get worse. So for me, it's going to happen. My last day will be my best day. You heard it here first.
I'm rooting for you.
I don't need any rooting. No, I got it.
It's just going to be.
I got this one. Yeah, I'm willing it.
More likely, you're just going to take a lot of really hard drugs or something on the last day and be like, this is awesome. And then you end up dying because of those said drugs.
When you're 80, everything should be legal. 216-474-0092. Why don't we have resolution on Quinshon Judkins? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.